Distinguish real work from media ideals to forge your career path. Millennial women often get their career expectations from TV, movies, and the internet. These sources show work-life situations that seem perfect but aren't real. Lauren McGoodwin graduated from college during the tough times of the 2009 recession. Despite doing everything right, she found herself stuck in a job that didn't lead anywhere. McGoodwin realized she needed to dig deep and figure out what career path truly suited her. This realization inspired her to create Power Moves. Through this journey, she landed a job as a recruiter at Hulu. Eventually, she took the entrepreneurial leap and founded Career Contessa to help women manage their careers more effectively. Utilize Power Moves to advance your career effectively. When you take steps toward the job you want, you're making power moves. Keep doing these actions over and over, not just once, to really make a change. Even small actions can make a big difference in how you feel about yourself and your life. Things like asking for a raise or promotion, mentoring others, volunteering, or investing can boost your confidence. Even simpler steps, like expanding your network, changing your job search strategy, or taking a class, count as power moves. You can incorporate these actions into your daily routine by sticking to a budget or speaking up in meetings. To take control of your career, the Power Moves strategy is key. It begins with understanding your career awareness, including your mindset, past achievements, and lessons learned. Increasing your awareness happens when you take care of yourself, your relationships, your career, and your money. Learning new skills and gaining experience helps you see things differently and act more effectively. Ensure your well-being. Taking care of yourself regularly improves your mood, reduces feelings of sadness, and helps you concentrate on your goals. Your thoughts have a big impact on how you feel both physically and emotionally. If you start your day worrying about problems, it can hold you back. To break free from this cycle, ask yourself what you want to focus on today and how you want to behave. This kind of planning can help you move past the past and focus on what's ahead. Eating right and getting enough sleep is crucial for self-care. Good nutrition fuels your brain, so steer clear of fad diets. Not enough sleep increases stress and can lead to serious health problems. Make sleep a priority by developing healthy bedtime habits and routines. Almost 40% of people in the United States say they feel very stressed at their jobs, and studies show this number is likely higher for women. Instead of reacting to every little thing at work, set specific times to focus on particular tasks. Prioritize your work and schedule time for it. This method can help end periods of stress. Understanding which tasks are truly important will reduce the tension you feel and likely help those around you as well. Manage your inner critic and anxiety. An important part of self-care is learning to manage your inner critic, as well as your anxiety and shame. The first step is to notice when your inner critic starts talking. You might find it helpful to give it a name and understand that it's trying to help. Counter its negativity by repeating a positive affirmation to yourself. This will help you feel safer and more present. Treat your mental health like your physical health. Seeing a therapist or joining a support group can help you handle tough issues. Aim to be content rather than always striving for happiness to find balance in your daily life. Shame can lead you to make regrettable choices. Brené Brown says shame relies on silence, secrecy, and judgment. To take away shame's power, talk to someone you trust about what's bothering you. Learn from your mistakes and accept them as part of your growth. Effective networking aids goal achievement. Having strong relationships is just as important as having a great career. Even when work gets crazy, taking time for your relationships is key. Friends and coworkers who see the glass as half full can boost your happiness more than money can. So, invest in those connections. They're worth it. Form a small group of people who share your values and whom you respect. This circle may change as your goals evolve. Keep negative influences out, as optimism is key. Dedicate time to this group, and be there for them as you'd want them to be for you. Creating a network isn't like having an ATM. It's not just about withdrawals. You've got to deposit as much as you withdraw. Don't just reach out to your network when you need something like a job or an introduction. Instead, focus on forming connections based on shared interests and respect. Maximize your networking efforts. Make sure to attend networking events that match your goals. Always have a clear idea of why you're going and what you want to achieve. After meeting someone, follow up within 24 hours with an email mentioning your conversation. Keep the relationship going by sending occasional emails or connecting on LinkedIn. If you want to meet someone but haven't yet, shoot them an email, say why you want to meet. If you went to the same school or know someone in common, mention it. Ask for a 20-minute chat on the phone and say what you want to talk about. Give times you're free to talk. Use a subject line that says who you both know or what you want. Give them 2 weeks to answer. If they don't keep pushing. Building strong bonds at work is important, but don't forget about your relationships. Your friends and family can be key supporters when you're making big moves. Dedicate 1 day each week to unplugging from work emails and messages. Spend that time fully present with your loved ones, whether it's your kids, family, or friends. Shift focus from dream job to self-coaching for career development. You're the boss of your career, so learn to steer it. Many women share stories about chasing their dream job, only to realize it wasn't what they really wanted, because people change and so do their passions. What you wanted in your 20s might not be what you want in your 40s. To find your dream job, start by figuring out what you really need and what would just be nice to have. Think about things like salary, insurance, commute time, and retirement savings. These are the must-haves. Put all these requirements into a table. For example, you might decide that your commute needs to be under 30 minutes. This way, you'll have a clear picture of what you're looking for in a career. Take a close look at the companies you want to work for. Research them to create a focused list that matches your preferences. For the top choices, investigate which department or specific role interests you the most. Sometimes, dissatisfaction with a job may be related to the work environment rather than the job itself. Before making a significant career change, it's important to determine whether any issues arise from the position or the company culture. If there were an opportunity for advancement at the current workplace, it would be worth considering. Career management tips. Lauren McGoodwin launched Career Contessa to help address the lack of career resources for women. On its website, you can find a helpful worksheet to organize your job search, target companies, and explain why you're a great fit. When managing your career, focus on your strengths. Think about where you've succeeded or received positive feedback. Identify the tasks that excite you and give you energy. To land the job you want, start by reaching out to people you know or consider hiring a career coach. It's important to be clear about the job and company you're targeting. Keep your online profiles up to date too. Remember, finding the right job takes time and effort. Setting SMART goals and regularly reviewing your job satisfaction are crucial steps in managing your career effectively. Ensure your goals are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely, and monitor your progress weekly, even if your company doesn't provide performance metrics. If you're contemplating leaving your job, confront your concerns and assess the situation objectively. Consider factors like the work environment, salary, opportunities for advancement, and personal ambitions within the company. If you ultimately choose to resign, articulate your reasons clearly and confidently. Adopt money, don't avoid it. Many folks judge their career success by how much they earn, but money isn't the only measure. Indeed, women often face more money challenges than men. It's only recently that women have gained more control over their finances and started earning well. Until 1974, women in the U.S. were unable to obtain credit cards in their own names. Lots of women worry about money and aren't sure how to handle it. But facing your fears and learning how to manage your money can bring you peace. Start by creating a budget. This means figuring out how much money you have coming in, how much you're spending, and how much you can save. It might seem scary to see exactly where your money goes, but knowing your financial situation helps you make smart choices. So, take control of your money and feel empowered. Negotiate desired job role and salary effectively. While many companies keep their salary ranges under wraps, you can still gauge the worth of your work through alternative means. Websites like Glassdoor and InHerSight offer valuable insights into company salaries and job roles. Additionally, McGoodwin's Career Contessa hosts the Salary Project, an anonymous platform where individuals share their salary details for comparison. Experts suggest chatting with 5 peers in your field from different companies to gauge your expected salary. Break the ice by sharing the salary range you found and ask for their input. If you're stuck without comparisons, add up your essential monthly expenses like rent, bills, and groceries. Then double that total and add 20% for wiggle room. Multiply that sum by 12 for your ideal yearly salary. That extra 20% gives you space to haggle. Prepare for a raise negotiation. Good negotiation starts with good preparation. Before asking for a raise, gather emails or notes from clients or your boss who recognize your great work. Look for evidence showing how your efforts helped the company, like bringing in new clients or deals. Remember, it's important to stick to the facts and not exaggerate your achievements or take credit for things you didn't do. Plan a meeting with your boss and explain how you'll keep benefiting the company. Aim for a salary 10% to 15% higher than your desired amount to leave room for negotiation. Practice your pitch beforehand. Negotiating for a new job is different these days. Instead of waiting for the employer to throw out the first salary figure, it's better to suggest a realistic amount yourself. This sets the stage for further discussions. And don't just focus on the salary number, consider other benefits too. For instance, if you're just starting out in your career, a company that offers training programs can boost your value down the line. So when talking money, keep an eye on the bigger picture of what the job offers beyond just the paycheck. Key points. 1. Distinguish between unrealistic media portrayals of work and the real challenges of career paths. 2. Take consistent, small actions to advance your career. 3. Prioritize self-care and well-being to improve your focus and productivity. 4. Manage your inner critic by using positive affirmations and seeking support from others. 5. Build a strong, optimistic network by forming genuine connections and maintaining relationships. 6. Shift your focus from finding a dream job to actively managing and evolving your career. 7. Prepare well for salary negotiations by researching and presenting your value.